friend. As I think most of you know, this evening we begin a new series of Sunday lectures on Buddhism. The last two series that we've had have been rather long ones, and you'll probably be happy to learn this evening that this series is going to be quite a short one. It will be three lectures long, or at the most perhaps four lectures. Now, the subject of this series has already been announced, I believe, last week as the experience of conversion in Buddhism. Now, since I spoke here last, 2 weeks ago, quite a lot of things have happened, among them being the fact that I spent a week at Bidhav. That is, for the benefit of the uninitiated, our meditation center in the wilds of Staffordshire, about 180 miles from this place. But I came back yesterday. I came back in the afternoon, and as I usually do, I found our engineer, Mr. Reville, working on his tape recording machine here in this room. So Mr. Reville was quite concerned to get correctly the title of this series, this new series, so that he could put it on the tape. When I told him about this series, he remarked, with his usual dry humor, that now that you've had a week in the deep freeze up at Bidhav, this should be a very profound lecture. I can't say that it's going to be a very profound lecture. But as a result, or at least after my sojourn at Bidhav, I've at least changed the title slightly, which I'm sure is going to annoy Mr. Reville very much, since he's already recorded the title. Now, the title of the series was to have been The Experience of Conversion in Buddhism. But I've changed it. I've changed just one word. And I'm calling it now, I see Mr. Reville's ready with his notebook and pencil, I'm calling it now The Meaning of Conversion in Buddhism. The reason for my making this change, I hope, will become apparent in the course of the series. If it doesn't, you can always ask a question about it at the end. Now, whether we speak in terms of the experience of conversion in Buddhism or of the meaning of conversion in Buddhism, the subject is evidently quite an important one. Many of us here present, if not most of us, I might even say practically all of us, consider that we have been converted to Buddhism. Usually, I suppose, converted from Christianity in one or another of its numerous forms. So all of us, therefore, need very deeply to understand what is meant by this expression conversion, especially when it occurs within the context of our Buddhist thought and life and experience. Now, the general meaning of this term, conversion, is clear enough. We can get it even from the ordinary dictionary. It means, simply, turning around. Now, when you turn around, whether yourself or some object, this turning around involves a sort of double movement. As you turn round, or in the process of turning round, there's a movement towards something, and also a movement away from something. So this phenomenon of conversion can be regarded both as a turning towards something and also as a turning away from something. Now, when in the usual Western Christian religious context people speak of conversion, they mean invariably, of course, conversion to Christianity from some other faith, from some other form of heathen worship, and so on. I remember in this connection, some years ago, when I was up in Kalimpong, I received a copy of a Christmas card. Now, this Christmas card was sent by a quite remarkable person, by a little girl aged 4, the daughter of missionaries in Goom. And she appears to have been quite a remarkable little girl, because it was all sent out in her name. She was sending this card to her little friends back in England, and she was asking them to pray for the conversion of the heathen. The heathen being, of course, all the Buddhists and Kalimpong and Hindus of that area. And she said in particular, please pray to Jesus that they will be converted and stop doing puja. And in brackets after puja, devil worship. So this is the sort of conception, at least the popular conception, of conversion in the usual Western Christian religious context. It means going forth armed with a Bible and perhaps a bottle of medicine and converting the heathen in the depths of some eastern jungle. But even within the context of Christianity, very often we find that a much higher, a much more valuable meaning attaches to this word conversion. It can also signify, for many Christian thinkers and religious people in the West, a turning around, a turning away from a lower way of life to a higher way of life. More specifically, from a worldly life to what we may call, at least provisionally, a spiritual life. And conversion in this sense is what is sometimes spoken of as a change of heart, a change of heart from, as it were, running always after the things of this world, the things that pass away, the things that are transitory, the things of the flesh, and directing one's attention, one's interests, one's concentration, one's energy to sublimer things, the things that don't change, the things that are everlasting, the things of the spirit. Now, conversion, in this higher sense, which is common to all religions in one way or another, is sometimes a gradual process, sometimes something which happens over a long period of years by a sort of process of gradual accretion or incrementation or accumulation, so that sometimes it takes one, as it were, unawares. One suddenly realizes, in a blinding flash of insight, that what has happened, apparently so suddenly, so catastrophically, is something to which the whole being, the whole life, had been building up for a very long time. Sometimes also, there are what seem to be genuinely instantaneous conversions, what is sometimes called sudden conversion, as in the case in the Buddhist scriptures of the robber Angulimala, who in the course of a few days, even a few hours, changed from being a robber and a murderer into an, if not an enlightened, certainly an emancipated being. In this connection, that of sudden conversion, I remember a very striking epitaph, which I read many years ago in that very famous work, Boswell's Life of Johnson. Apparently Johnson had quoted this from memory. It was an epitaph written on a man who had been killed by a throw from his horse. And the epitaph was, "Between the stirrup and the ground, I mercy asked, I mercy found." In other words, just in the instant of that fall, the whole thing occurred. He sought and he found mercy. In other words, he was converted. So the epitaph, as it were, says to the friends and relations of that departed person, "Well, I might have led a bad life. It might have seemed as though there was no hope for me. But in that instant, between the stirrup and the ground, I was what Christians would call saved." So this is an example of sudden as compared with gradual or progressive conversion. Now, whether it happens gradually over a long period of years, or whether it happens, as it were, instantaneously, in a flash, in a matter of seconds, this phenomenon, this experience of conversion, is of the very greatest possible importance. Because it marks, in fact, the beginning, the initial stage of our spiritual life. And this is why it deserves from all of us, whether we consider ourselves as having been converted, or whether we consider ourselves as still remaining behind among the unconverted and unregenerate, our most serious consideration. So far as I know, there has been as yet no serious, no systematic study of the meaning and significance of this phenomenon of conversion in connection with Buddhism. Some of you may know that William James, in his Varieties of Religious Experience, has devoted a long and interesting chapter to conversion as it occurs mainly in Western religious life and mysticism. But the same sort of thing has not been done for Buddhism. Most of us, I suppose, think of conversion as being a very simple thing, and in a sense it is. In the case of most of us, we tend to think, well, once upon a time, so many years ago, I was a Christian. Then I read some book about Buddhism, or I heard a lecture about Buddhism, and I changed my faith. Now I'm a Buddhist, and that's that. That's my conversion. So in the eyes of most people, this is all that it means. But it isn't really all so simple as this. If we study the meaning of this term, the meaning of this word conversion, in the context of Buddhism, we shall find that it occurs there in several different forms, that is, of several different kinds, and that it takes place at a number of different levels, or on a number of different planes. Now, in the course of this short series, we shall be studying some, not all, of these forms. We shall be studying, to begin with, conversion in the sense of going for refuge, that is, to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. We'll also be studying the phenomenon or experience of conversion, or meaning of conversion, in connection with what is technically called stream entry. And again, we shall be exploring its significance in connection with what is called the arising of the will to enlightenment. And again, lastly, we shall be studying it in connection with what the Lankavatara Sutra calls the turning about, quite literally converting, paravriti, of the mind in the deepest seat or level of consciousness. As we study these particular types and forms of conversion in the context of Buddhism, occurring at different levels and presenting different aspects, we may find, we may discover, others also, incidentally, and we may be able to say a few words about them too. But this list, which I have given, though representing some of the most important forms and aspects of conversion within the context of Buddhism, is by no means exhaustive. But it will, I hope, as we cover all this ground in the course of some 3 or 4 lectures, suffice to illustrate, or at least throw some light upon, the meaning of conversion in Buddhism.